crack open some cold ones. It's the Bart Winkler Show's six-pack of picks.
Who wants to play Drink the Beer?
Right here.
You win.
All right. What do I win?
Another beer.
Whatever you do, do it responsibly.
Where are the designated drivers? Beat it. I got no room for cheapskates.
Hey, bartender, give me a winner.
All right, I don't think we've done this since the Super Bowl, but it is time for our six-pack of picks, where Carlos and I make picks. What we're going to be picking tonight is the Final Four in the men's tournament. We're also going to be picking the championship in the women's tournament. If you don't mind, I will start with the women's side of things. Sound good?
Sure.
Oh, yes, I was asking you. Thank you. All right, so on the left side of the bracket, you got UCLA, the number one seed, out in Spokane. They're 30-2. You've got NC State, a two seed, LSU, a three, Baylor, a four over there. On the bottom, you've got USC, a one seed, UConn, a two, Oklahoma, a three, Kentucky, a four. I was in that bracket as a six of note. Out of that entire left side of the bracket, I am going to take, and I think we get to a USC-UCLA rematch, but I'm going to ride with Juju Watkins, and I'm going to take USC to come out of the, what we're calling the left side of the women's bracket. Carlos.
I'm also going to take Juju Watkins. I actually have a little bit of a different matchup for you in the women's final, but I'm with you on the left side of the bracket. I'm also going to take Juju Watkins. She's clearly the best player in the women's college game right now, so give me them. Although I think it's going to be a USC-UCLA kind of like dogfight there. The Bruins have the best record, number one overall seed, but I'll ride with you on the left side. On the right side, I think we're going to be simpatico there as well.
I think we're not going to be. So on the right side, top right, women's bracket, South Carolina could get a USC-USC thing going on. South Carolina's 30-3. They're the number one in the Birmingham top half there. Birmingham, that's two. Duke is number two seeded in that one. You've got the three seed North Carolina and the four seed Maryland. Below, you have Texas as a one, TCU as a two. You've got Notre Dame as a three, and you've got Ohio State as a four. So I, for reasons unbeknown to me, but this is my pick, I'm taking Notre Dame as the three seed to get to the championship game. I think they will beat Duke. I think it's going to be an early exit, earlier than planned, for South Carolina. I don't want to say anything more about Dawn Staley's team than that.
Yeah, are you insane? You think I'm going to bet against Dawn Staley? I actually am going to go with the USC-USC matchup. I'm not betting against the Lady Gamecocks. They've already shown that they have championship pedigree, and I don't want to get thrown off of the air. So I am going to go with Dawn Staley and USC versus
I'm taking
USC.
A bit of a risk picking against them, aren't I?
News travels fast.
Yeah, uncomfortably fast. All right. But good luck. I'm not wishing bad luck. I'm just not predicting. Okay? In the men's bracket, let's take a look at the men's bracket, if we may. For me to do that, I just have to remember what the hell tab is this in? Come on! Although it is funny how, like, I do commit a lot of it to memory. Eventually you forget, but I probably could tell you most of the matchups going on right now. All right, south bracket. This is top left in your brackets. Auburn's the one. Michigan State's the two. Iowa State's the three. Texas A&M is the four. North Carolina's in this one. I think they could make an interesting run. Michigan and UC San Diego is an interesting 5-10. Out of this bracket, I do take Michigan State to continue to win a lot. I think Louisville has the potential to beat Auburn, but for the most part, I did go chalk here. I did go with Auburn as the number one seed getting to the Final Four out of the South.
Yeah, Auburn's been a little bit shaky for me. They won three, they lost rather, three out of the last four games. I mean, they beat Ole Miss, which is great, but they've lost to a couple of teams late in the season that kind of tells you that Bruce Pearl's squad peaked a little earlier than intended. So I'm actually going to go with Michigan State coming out of that region. I have them beating Auburn to win the South. So I'm going to go slightly different. It's not as chalk, obviously, because it's a two over a one, but it is still chalk to that aspect that I'm picking the second best team that's in that region. And their lower half schedule is not really that tough. So Michigan State to win the South over Auburn for me. That's one of my first teams in the Final Four.
I think Iowa State's a trendy pick in that bracket. I think if Auburn trips up...
They lost one of their guards. His name escapes me because, again, I'm such a college basketball aficionado.
Doing very well, though, I will say. You have clearly done the work.
Yeah, well, they lost one of their guards, so I know that's a tough blow for Iowa State. I did think about that, but I'll still go with Tom Izzo's squad. He's been here before.
Remember the other night I was talking about how I think that the committee swapped Louisville and Memphis in terms of seeds? So I'm looking at Louisville as a potential five-type seed. They could get Auburn, but I am taking Auburn to come out of the South. We'll go down to the bottom left, that is the West. Florida's the one, St. John's is the two, Texas Tech the three, Maryland the four. If Florida, one thing that, I'm taking Florida out of this. One thing that bothers me isn't the Rick Pitino love at St. John's. It's Dan Hurley somehow doing some Dan Hurley BS where they beat Oklahoma and then find a way to beat Florida on a year where everybody's counting out Dan Hurley, where it's clear he's acting out because he regrets not taking the Lakers job. That's the game that worries me, but I do think the Gators are the best team. I will take them, another one seed, to come out of the West.
We're in lockstep there. Florida's the hottest team in the country right now. They got blowout wins over Alabama and Tennessee. And Walter Clayton Jr., former Iona Gale. I actually saw him play under Pitino a couple years back when they won one of their MAC championships. So I was surprised he didn't follow Pitino over to St. John's. But, you know, he went over to Florida, and good for them because the Gators right now, they're scorching. So I'm with you. Got Florida in the Final Four as well.
All right, we will go to the top right, and the goal is for Cooper Flagg to play. Duke is number one in the East, Alabama two, Wisconsin at the three, Arizona four. You've also got Oregon in this one, BYU, St. Mary's. Certainly could be a good bracket. Have I taken two number ones already? I'm going to ride with another one and take Duke. So I have taken a third number one. I am trending towards something happening that has not happened since 2008 with all four number one seeds making the Final Four, but I have taken Duke.
I'm with you two for two in terms of these number one seeds. Duke has the best player in the game. They're a top 20 team in three-point field goal percentage overall, free throw percentage. Most importantly, this is the easiest region for me. I'm not scared of Arizona, Oregon, Alabama. This Duke is an easy pick, so I'm with you here. Duke, another team, number one, getting into the Final Four.
All right, in the Midwest, the bottom right, I'm not going to take a number one here. That would be Houston. I feel like there's a lot of ways where they can get tripped up, including what's become a very popular pick to make the Sweet 16. They would have to upset a number one seed, but Gonzaga. So they have Georgia. They're big favorites over them. And then they would play number one Houston. They could trip up there. They could trip up against a Clemson or Purdue winner. On the bottom, you've got Tennessee. You've got Kentucky. You've got Illinois. You've got UCLA. I went 1-1-1, and I can't really give you a great reason for this other than that's just what I'm doing. It's my pick. I'm sorry. I'm taking the fifth-seeded Clemson Tigers.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
We're actually not that far off. I hate this region for Houston. I think Houston is easily on upset alert. You mentioned Gonzaga, but they could easily lose to Georgia, too, if Georgia wins that game. Clemson is a team that I did circle in to go into the 16. But I'm actually going to go with Purdue for no rhyme or reason whatsoever. So we were very close. You picked the fifth, I picked the fourth.
Because they would play.
They would play. So we're directly butting heads. But I think Purdue goes ahead and gets that last Final Four spot in terms of my picks. So you have three number ones. I have two.
Yeah, I got Auburn, Florida, Duke, and then I have a fifth-seeded Clemson. So I've got two teams from the ACC and two teams from the SEC. My final is a very chalky final in Florida and Duke, and I'm taking Florida to win the national championship. I know that they're the best team. A lot of times the best team doesn't win. I almost went to Florida, so I have an affinity towards them, and by almost I mean I never really considered it, but looking back, I think I should have gone there. I really liked Florida growing up. Like, I had Florida Gators clothes. I don't know. And then when college was like, I'm like, I'm going to stay close to home. But I went 3 hours away, so it was like, I'm close to home, but I can't just get in the car and drive if I'm sad. And then I, like, spent that next summer crying, wanting to transfer back to the two-year university in my hometown before I eventually came a man, ditched the milkshake straw, and went back to school.
You're such a fraud. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of home when college came rolling around. And then I screwed it up and it hurt my shoulders. So goodbye, Miami. I didn't get a chance to go over there. Shout out to the Army, though. They took anybody. We have the same championship final, different result. I'm also going to go with Florida and Duke in the championship, but I'm going to go with Duke. It's the deepest roster, the most balanced team, best player, Cooper Flagg. As long as that ankle allows him to play, I think Duke is going to coast. I already mentioned how easy their region is. Florida, again, hottest team in college basketball right now. But I just think there's too much firepower for Duke. That'll slow down the Gators. So that'll be my pick. We'll go Oppo Taco there, if you will.
All right. So those are our six pack of picks. Good luck. The tournament gets started in what? 11 hours?
Yep.